Okay, we will go ahead and we'll begin. We want to welcome everyone out here on Tuesday, August 26, 2025. We are here to certify the elections as the Board of Canvassers. At this time, we'll turn some time over to Stephanie Cottle, who's our recorder, to give us some information on this canvass and the primary election.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council. I'll stand here today, which I normally don't do, but tonight's a special night, so I'll stand here. So on the screen before you, we have our final election results. Maybe. There we go. Okay. So as you can see, Scott, you've got 1,490 votes. Liz came in at 1,200. Ron at 1,012. Wes at 794, Kristen at 763, McCaden at 467, and Corey at 377, which means that the top four will go on to our general election, which is Scott, Liz, Ron, and Wes. So I did email out to you the results, both by precinct as well as the summary page, and then also the really awesome map. Here's the map showing the number of votes per candidate by precinct, which is kind of cool when you look at that map. So if you don't have any other questions, we are going to ask for a motion.
I'll do that. I move that the Highland City Council, acting as a Board of Canvassers, certify and approve the election canvass returns from the 2025 municipal primary election and declare Scott L. Smith, Liz Rice, Ron Campbell, and Wes Warren as nominated to proceed to the 2025 municipal general election.
I'll second.
Okay, that was a motion by Ron, I believe second by Kim, correct?
Yes.
So we'll go ahead. Do we have electronic voting available?
No, we do not.
Okay, then we'll go ahead. We'll just do a motion. We'll start down here with Brittany.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And Ron?
Yes.
Okay, that passes 5-0.
Mayor, you get to vote on this.
Oh, I also will vote yes.
Thank you, Mayor.
Can so I we see that passes now 6-0.
6-0. Can I ask the mayor a question?
Yes.
How's the fishing at Fish Lake?
Well, since we're recording, we actually had great fishing. The morning was slow. It didn't start catching until 1:30 in the afternoon. Now today it's been raining, but this yesterday, I will tell you that we got a little tired, and when we went in the middle of the lake to kind of troll, it appears me and my brother fell asleep, and for some reason, for about 10 minutes, we were doing circles in the lake, and he woke up and he says, what are we doing? So we had a good nap in the middle of the lake. Other than that, it's great.
That's fun.
With that, is there any other business that needs to come before the Board of Canvassers?
Mayor, I just have a couple of dates that I want to bring to the candidates' attention. So September 5th, the candidate bios are due. So those of you who are going on to the general election, make sure that you submit a new candidate profile. This is to the state website. They should be sending you information. If not, I will be sending it to you as well.
It has to be new.
It can be the same.
You do not need to change it, but it has to be uploaded again. So they take everything down for the primaries, and then you have to upload everything again new for the general election. It can be the same bio and the same picture and everything, but you do have the opportunity to change it if you want. So, but 5 p.m. on September 5th, so that's your deadline. And then as well with that, if you choose to update what you've sent to me, you can also send me a new bio if you'd like as well.
But you don't need a new one unless we want to update it.
Right. Okay. I don't need a new one. Nope. October 7th is going to be at 5 p.m. Your campaign financial statements are due. This is not my current one.
I thought there was a set due September 11th.
There is. That is for those candidates who were eliminated in the primary.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. That's why I updated this slide and somehow it didn't take. So that's why it threw me. So October 7th is campaign financial statements due for those of you who are running in the general election. That's going to be your next one. And then don't forget the candidate debate, which will be October 9th at 6 p.m. We will be giving you more information as that unfolds. October 14th, ballots should be in the mail, so you should start seeing those arrive then. October 28th is another campaign financial statement. I will be reminding you about these, but they are due at 5 p.m. on that day. And then, of course, the general election on November 4th. So. And with that.
It's an exciting time in Highland.
Very good.
Okay. Any other business needs to come before the canvassers? Seeing none, we'll take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Scott, second by, I believe that was Doug, is that correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Do we need to do a roll call on this one? We'll go ahead and we'll start again with Brittany.
Yes.
And then Scott?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And Ron?
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you for participating tonight.
Thank you, everyone.